The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening, Kel. What are we looking at today?
Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction was overturned by a New York appeals court yesterday. The state court of appeals found that the judge in the trial allowed women to testify about allegations that were not part of the case. A new trial will be scheduled. Weinstein won't be leaving prison. He's currently serving a 16-year sentence for a separate case.
Kind of forgot about him.
So did I until we got that alert yesterday and was like, what?
What the? Yeah, well, because it was like, what do you mean he's out?
Right.
Because it sounded like he was going to be free. And then I was like, this disgusting, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just really a technicality.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That's our legal system, though.
I know.
That's the way it works. But he's, because of the California thing, he's not going anywhere.
No, he's not. The Supreme Court appeared likely to reject Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution over election interference, but several justices signaled reservations about the charges. A decision is not expected to come anytime soon, could possibly even be beyond the November election.
Yeah, and how does that work? I mean, this has never happened before.
Right.
You know, because
it's ridiculous.
Because no president has gone in front of the Supreme Court as, you know, an accused criminal.
Right.
So so how do they do this? Well, that's the first time.
Yeah.
You know, but I would think there would be motivation to get it figured out and sorted before the election, because
I'm reading they keep saying they're worried, they're concerned for like future presidents and what this, you know.
They don't want to hinder future presidents' ability to do their job as president. But at the same time, you know, it's not like you can just do whatever you want.
Right.
Like, you know?
Right. Yeah. In Trump's hush money trial, the first testimony about Michael Cohen's payment to Stormy Daniels was brought up. David Pecker from the National Enquirer remained on the stand and testified that Trump kept tabs on all of the women that he and Michael Cohen paid off in exchange for their silence. Trump's defense called the catch and kill deal standard operating procedures.
For what?
Right.
That's one that I don't understand. Standard operating procedure.
For women that residents hook up with.
Right.
And pay off to be quiet.
Allegedly.
Right. But just, you know, it's an SOP. It's in the SOP book.
This is how we handle this every time we do this.
Page 45.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah, that is a weird thing to say.
USC has canceled its main stage graduation ceremony for students. This is due to the ongoing protests over Gaza.
Yeah, a lot of college campuses dealing with this.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Vietnam. Well, I keep saying reminds me as if I was there.
Right.
You know, reminds me of the protest over NAM, you know? No, it's crazy. It's like, what do you do? Now they're talking about sending the National Guard into some of these schools.
It is.
It's like Vietnam all over again.
Robert Card's friend and fellow soldiers testified in front of the commission investigating the Lewiston shootings yesterday. In order for Card to be released from the psychiatric hospital, he was supposed to have friends move in with him. His family had to remove his guns and he had to take his medication. However, none of that happened. Members of the community gathered last night to honor the people who died, marking 6 months since the tragedy occurred.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Eminem has announced he has a new album coming out. It's called The Death of Slim Shady, and it will be out this summer.
Someone texted us that when we were doing our little music meeting. You know, do you like these songs? Do you not like these songs? And someone said, hey, remember the new Eminem is coming out. Okay, we'll get there when it comes out.
Yes, exactly. And last but not least, Jennifer Aniston is going to be producing the remake of the movie 9 to 5, and she's doing it with the person who wrote the movie Juno. A release date and casting details have not been announced. Working 9
to 5. Yep. We've got a little post on our Facebook page, Coast 93.1 on Facebook, if you want to chime in and tell us who you think the new cast should be. Of course, it was Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda.
Amazing.
And that movie was
so good
and so poignant for the time. Talk about, like, you know, well, kind of bookending the segment with the Me Too movement.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But who would play the three women if that's the way they're going to go?
I know.
Who would be the current cast? And there are some good suggestions.
Yep.
Coast 93.1 on Facebook.